Endangered Species, Climate Crazy Tory Party MPs Whine About Dumping of Green Agenda. By Peter Cattle on July 11, 2022. As Tory bigwigs brawl over the privilege of becoming the next Conservative Party leader, Green Agenda-loving MPs fret that the new leader will abandon Boris Johnson's commitment to climate-crazy positions. Battling it out to become the next Conservative Party leader and consequently the next Prime Minister of Britain, many Tory bigwigs have promised to scrap taxes and implement other red meat policies seemingly in the hopes of landing the top job. This has reportedly prompted the party's climate crazy faction to fear that the next leader of the group will abandon the Green Crusade in the hopes of appealing more to Conservatives in Britain. According to a report by The Guardian, MPs from within the party's Conservative Environment Network, CEN, appear to be panicking somewhat, with some in the group desperately trying to get potential candidates to commit to net zero. The Conservative Party cannot afford to abandon the progress it has made on the environment and climate change over the past decade, Ben Houghton MP reportedly told the publication, while also appealing to the alleged popularity of the measures, as well as the jobs going net zero would allegedly create. Another Conservative Party Green warrior, Zach Goldsmith, who serves in the House of Lords, lamented that most Tories who signed up to be part of CEN are not willing to fight for climate issues. "There are loads of MPs in CEN, but most aren't fighters," Goldsmith said. "Others sign up just so that they can tell their constituents they are members, but they do fuck all and don't give a shit." The Tory politician went on to say that he was going to be fighting this very, very hard in the coming days and weeks, but that very few CEN members really care. While a move away from the green agenda that was an ever-present specter of Boris Johnson's rule is possible, a slightly more likely move that may be implemented is the cutting of taxes, with the majority of leadership candidates pledging to curb tax burdens in one way or another. That is not to say such a promise is likely to be delivered on. However, with the Conservative Party now having a track record of increasing tax burdens, especially for the middle class, to record levels. Nevertheless, this has not seemed to have prevented such candidates from making fever pitch promises on the matter, with former Select Committee Chairman Jeremy Hunt even going so far as to say he wants to cut all taxes if he is elected. Others have meanwhile opted to flaunt their anti-political correctness credentials for the Tory base to see, with former Equalities Minister Kemi Badenoch taking aim at identity politics and championing the UK's ability to enforce its own borders with her campaign. "Our country is falsely criticised as oppressive to minorities and immoral, because it enforces its own borders. We cannot maintain a cohesive nation-state with the zero-sum identity politics we see today," Badenoch previously said. The British citizen of Nigerian heritage has since been slammed by the left for enabling white supremacy. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.